This Is Sounds Good. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. Kate Lochte's in the studio with me, along with Bob Valentine, whose description of haggis is possibly more delicious than the actual product itself. Thanks for coming back on Sounds Good, Bob.
Great pleasure. And haggis lovers the world over now don't like you anymore, Mr. Ross.
Of course, to the haggis is an address you're going to be delivering this Saturday night. Tell us where and how we get to go hear you and drink some non-whiskey.
Well, and there's good news, too. And that
is that we're eating non-haggis.
It would probably be haggis, yes.
Yeah.
Very good haggis coming in from North Carolina. I think, and some of the haggis will be prepared locally. So the haggis, a traditional Scottish dish, likened to tripe and roadkill. But the kind of haggis we have today is not made with variety meats, and it's not made with suet and that sort of thing. It's made with ground beef or lamb, and it's really quite tasty. It's like a meat pate, and it's a delicious appetizer. But traditionally, it was hard going for the poor people who ate the haggis. And they
lungs, I think, were a portion.
The best description I ever heard was from Willie, the janitor at Homer Simpson's school, who at International Foods Day said, "Get your fresh haggis here, chopped liver, heart, and lungs, boiled in a wee sheep's stomach, tastes as good as it sounds." But we don't fear that. This Saturday night at the Murray Women's Club, where the West Kentucky Highland Society, who are also the sponsors of the Murray Highland Games, get together to celebrate the birth of the great poet, the bard, as he's known in Scotland, Robert Burns. And if people are as all right to say what people can do if they'd like to attend, they can call in the 270-227-0836, and your respondez, s'il vous plaît, is very important because the food has to be, these are Scots people and we can't throw things away. And if you call that number, they'll tell you how to take care of the rest of the arrangements, you know. And it's going to be this Saturday at the Murray Women's Club, which, as you know, Mrs. McLochte, is a beautiful sight.
It's a wonderful sight. Supper. And this event sort of ties Murray and West Kentucky into a network of appreciation for the beloved Robert Burns.
It is huge.
A global thing.
I've talked to people who have been to a Burns supper in Buenos Aires, Singapore, in Tokyo, and of course Edinburgh, Perth, Glasgow, London, in Paris, France, in Moscow.
Yes,
Russia.
I did not know that Robert Burns is like a national poet of Russia.
Very popular. Well, that's probably because of the poem that most people think of is as "A Man's a Man for A' That." The actual title of the poem is There for Honest Poverty, which is the first line of the poem. Very demographic, very democratic in its sentiment. And he insists that if we respect the person, the character of the person and the deeds of the person above station and title and rank, that it will be a saner, better world, and the importance of national borders will decrease. And the last stanza of the poem, if you don't mind, if I share that with you, I think puts it in perspective, and it's why many people say this is the great hymn to democracy. He says, "Then let us pray that come it may, as come it will for all that, that sense and worth o'er all the earth shall bear the gree and all that." That is to say, we will prize good sense and the worth of character. "For all that and all that, it's coming yet for all that, that man to man the world o'er shall brothers be for all that." And it's very fitting, I think, that we start this week with the celebration of Dr. King, whose contributions to equality of men and women in this country is celebrated by a national holiday. And we end the week with a salute to Robert Burns, whose poetry has inspired so many people to revere freedom and democracy and to reject the appointments of rank and position, so on and so forth, Washington, D.C. notwithstanding.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sister.
I'm so glad that you can be here today to talk about this dinner, because indeed it's open to everyone, and it is a lovely setting, and the food is actually wonderful, and the fellowship, of course, is terrific, and you get to see a lot of knees that you otherwise wouldn't see.
For good or bad, yes, you do. Yeah. Men in kilts, we'll have men in kilts, and the ladies turned out in tartan cloth and the plaid. And it should be a nice time, very nice time, very jolly. Everybody has a great time throughout.
Now, the West Kentucky Highland Society, the games that you put on are actually a lot harder than they sound. I mean, they sound tough already, but this was my first year going. And I watched it was like something that you had to pitch over a bar in back of you. And I watched these very healthy young men try to do it, and they were shocked that they couldn't. So yeah. It's a wonderful gift to the community that the West Kentucky Highland Society offers, as is this dinner that is open to all.
Oh, it's great fun. You know, the heavy athletics, as you referred, the games, are supplemented. That's very specialized stuff. You have to be a great stout lad. Although women do compete in women's divisions at many of the games.
Yes, I saw them throwing rocks of some size.
Yeah, huge rocks. Yeah. Putting the Clannert stone, they call that, or putting the hammer for distance, or the great weight over the bar and the sheaf toss. And, of course, the queen of all the sports, the caber toss, where you put a log up into the air and see if you can go end to end a great heavy 18-foot pole.
I missed that this year. I shall have to go back next for it.
Keep your eyes on the skies when you go. That can be a little bit dangerous.
Speaking of which, let's share that bit of trivia that I learned on the beloved Wikipedia about there being a crater on Mercury named after Robert Burns.
Burns, yeah. And we should say Burns. Everybody in America says Burns. Most of the people in Scotland say Burns. But his father's name was spelled with an E before the S. And sometimes you'll see two S's. And some of the old-timers in Scotland still pronounce it Burness. My grandmother used to say, we would quote Robert Burness. And that's the old pronunciation of the Burns.
It's sort of like the Darnells and the Darnells.
Very probably the same sort
around
of
here
linguistic
anyway.
Dynamics. Yeah.
Okay, do the business again. I know you have to scoot and teach young people how to think.
If such a thing was possible, better than I should teach them how to text. It's the Murray Women's Club and the West Kentucky Highland Society sponsors the Robert Burns Supper, the Burns Dinner for 2014. If you're interested in attending, it starts at 6 p.m. this Saturday at the Murray Women's Club, a lovely venue. And you should call at 227-0836. That's in the local area, 270-227-0836, and they'll tell you what to do. And we hope to see folks there, a very grand time. And you don't even have to have a visa or a passport to get to Scotland. This is the same sort of thing that's going to be going on in Arbroath and Perth and Inverness, Argyll, Edinburgh, all over the place, all over the world, as a matter of fact. You're participating in a great setting of a man who is the national hero of Scotland, not William Wallace. A poet is the national hero of a country. And in this day and age, that's much better than having a general as the national hero, isn't it? Yeah. Great. Robert Burns. Thank you, Robert Burns, for Auld Lang Syne.
Robert Valentine, thank you for being with us today.